you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A man stabbed the doorman at a downtown restaurant overnight. It happened just before 1 at the Broadway Oyster Bar. Witnesses tell police a homeless man asked for some water. He got the drink and then was asked to leave. On the way out, he got into a confrontation with the doorman. Witnesses say the man cut the doorman. Customers detained the man until police got there. The doorman was cut on the arm and shoulder. Someone shot a man in a car last night that was on I-70 in North St. Louis. Police found him around 9:30 last night in a car on I-70 near Riverview Boulevard. Westbound I-70 was closed for about an hour and a half last night while police tried to find out what happened. The man was still alive at last check, but homicide detectives are now investigating. The race is getting even tighter in the Iowa caucuses. 97% of results have now been counted. Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are now tied with 26%. Elizabeth Warren has 18%, Joe Biden 16%, and Amy Klobuchar 12%. The candidates have already moved on to New Hampshire for the first primary of the year. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a cold winter's day is on tap for the St. Louis area with mainly cloudy skies and some lingering flurries this morning. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s at the bus stop this morning and only warm into the low to mid 30s by this afternoon. Friday brings a mix of clouds and sun with afternoon temperatures in the upper 30s. A fast-moving clipper system will spread some quick-hitting snow showers across the region on Friday.